Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Travis fell in love with the perfect woman. Beautiful, understanding, available 24/7. There was just one catch. She wasn't human. Binge all episodes of Flesh and Code early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and glorious Ronnie Carroll.
Hello, how are you?
I'm actually so great because you know what? This is a very special podcast episode because I am announcing our new album, The Life of a Podcaster, and it's going to be on sale in a few days, and I hope everyone buys it. We're just so excited about it. So
Life of a Pod Girl. Can't wait to hear all the rhymes with bar and car.
Anyway, we are here today to talk about Below Deck, a scandalous episode. Before we dive into that, you know, we have Patreon, and you may not have heard, we have Patreon. We do weekly bonus episodes. Last week we did sort of like a pop culture check-in on like Project Runway and things like that. And then we'll have another bonus episode this week. We also have Crappens on Demand there where you can watch us. That's where you get the video component for this podcast. Every episode we do has Crappens on Demand. And then a week after the Crappens on Demand goes on Patreon, it will then go over to YouTube. So go to Patreon to get first access on those videos and our bonus episodes, Discord, all the good stuff. And also, thanks to everyone who came and joined us with Crappy Hour last night. It was a really fun one. We do that every other Monday. And for the next few weeks, we're going to alternate that with us going on Amazon Live. So this week was Crappy Hour. Next week, we'll go on Amazon Live at 4 p.m. And we will recommend, we don't know what we'll be recommending this coming week, but we have a huge amount of fun doing that. So if you ever want to know the things, the trinkets and items that we love, come join us over there. So without further ado, let's get into the big Did Kyle Have Sex With a Guest episode that's been hyped all season long. It's finally arrived. It has arrived. Some may say it has come.
And first of all, I know we're in 2025 and a big no-no in these modern times is no sex shaming. So I would like to start by saying no, I will not subscribe to that today because my main note on this episode is ew, 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 ew. Hmm. Ew, ew.
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro? Ew. Ew to all of you. All three of you. You're all gross. You're all fucking gross, okay? Now,
absolutely.
That said, if I had sex in the bathroom, of course. Was I bent over with my head under a urinal? Not really. I mean, come on. Can we have classier sex in bathrooms? Do you need a homosexual to come teach you how to do this? I mean, geez.
You know, I was proud of that girl. I loved it. She knew exactly what she wanted. She got it. And then she moved on with her life. Now, I just feel like they could have chosen a better location. There was like literally anywhere else that they could have gone to.
Why didn't they fuck on the beach? They were right there. She was straddling him on the beach. It's not like he needs all that long for. Well, maybe he did. He was pretty drunk, but
maybe there was a pesky crustacean in the way. But I have to say also, in addition to this,
that's our band.
So excited. Pesky crustacean.
Yeah.
That's what Taylor Swift almost called her album. She changed it the last second.
That was Travis's idea when she was like, what should I call this album? He's like, Crusty Crustacean. She's like, no.
So one thing with this episode that really, I got excited and then I was very sad. We made it like 25. We made it like over halfway through this episode, maybe beyond halfway, before the Instagram walls kicked in. And I swear to God, I was like, I think they're finally listening to the audience. They realize the Instagram walls are the most annoying, stupid thing that they ever added to this show. And I was like, they finally cut them. They're not doing them anymore. And then all of a sudden, it was like they forgot that they had to do Instagram walls. And there was like five in a row. And I was so mad.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's just part of life. Like, Instagram walls are the most annoying part of everybody's life. Like, honestly, they're the most annoying part of every person I know. Like, you meet somebody, they seem fun, you like them, they're like, follow me on socials, you go to their social, and you're like, ew, like, you're gross. Like, I think that we should all stop using Instagram so much. Also, can I ask a personal favor from shirt manufacturers? Look at this shirt I'm wearing, Ben. Okay, I'm wearing this shirt. Is this necessary? There's three things sewed on here. They're like ribbons from a state fair, and they're sewn on so tightly I cannot pull them off. Do you know how many shirts I have with big holes on the side with my muffin top hanging out because of these stupid things that I rip off? They're making me crazy. Stop it. Why do I need this?
Do you have scissors?
That don't work because you still feel the things making cuts on you. Mm. You know, you need a seam ripper and then you need to sew the shit back up there. So stupid, shirt manufacturers.
You're stupid. I'm sorry.
Fucking people in bathrooms. Okay. But yes, the Instagram wall. I will say about the Instagram walls, Barbara's at least is normal.
Yeah. Although hers is normal. She has one like where she's like a carnival, which is like a little more extra. It's not the walls. It's not the images themselves. It's just that we stop the entire show and we stop it usually for no reason. It's like we stop it just to hear a generic thought about something. It's like, let's stop all the action, the entire flow. So Barbara can say, it's not nice doing this to people. It's not nice. I'm like, oh, I'm glad we stopped everything for that.
Well, I literally just stopped the show to talk about shirt tags, so I guess I'm not the place to judge at the moment.
You had an observation. It's fine. I will not adjudicate this any further. Editor Brown.
Okay, so let's get started. Below Deck Season 12, Episode 11, A Rumor Mill. So, stupid title. So, Carrie kicked Kelly off the boat. That was a couple of weeks ago, but it's still fun to watch clips of. Because they open it with clips of Kelly going, fuck you, Captain, fuck you, I ain't drunk, I got nothing on me. I'm calling the FBI, motherfuckers.
Have we heard from Kelly, by the way, since this all happened? Has she made any statements? Has she gone on any podcasts or done any interviews? I would love to know this because she's been curiously silent about this all. I would have thought she would have come out with her side of the story.
I heard that someone left a comment, I think yesterday on the Crappy Hour, saying that she's posting like a proud peacock all over the place. She follows you. Can't you just go to her Instagram?
I know. I don't want to, but like, I do know that she follows me, which is so funny. Like, I really don't understand. She doesn't follow you or watch her crap. And somehow I was the one, the lucky one.
She's the Paige DeSorbo of Below Deck.
I'm always happy for any follower. So Kelly, thank you. Thank you for joining the Ben Army.
The Army Delker. What would you call it? The Ben Army. I like Ben Army. Yeah.
I don't want to call it army because I'm a nonviolent person. Ben Brigade. Spelled with get brigade. The Ben Brigade. B-R-I-G-A-Y-D-E. Brigade.
A Ben friend.
Friend of Ben.
Yeah, a friend.
The Ben. Gentle Bens. Ben. Just make it softer and sadder. The sweet children.
The sweet children. Ben Wussies. It's like, doesn't even, it's not even cute anymore. Just
the kids who don't like recess.
The beat up Bens.
The kids who like to draw.
Nap time Bens. So Anthony is doing an 8-course meal and he's like, this is the moment that I'm working for. And you know, my whole career, sometimes people beat me up when I'm little boy, but this is time I prove I'm not boy to beat up. I'm boy to cook 8-course meal. I was like, oh, for Christ's sake, are you new here? Like,
Anthony's on a different show, I believe. He briefly intersected with Below Deck when he had a scene with Fraser on their off day. But he, meanwhile, is just off doing his own thing. He's like giving confessionals about storylines we're not paying attention to or care about. He's like, this is for my father. You know, I miss him so much. He taught me how to churn butter. But like, no one's paying attention. No one's talking about it. No one's talking to him. Like, I'm like, is he on this show? Has he just been sliced in?
He's like a Top Chef contestant that's always on the bottom. And every week you have to hear him go, you know, I did not believe in myself earlier, but now I believe in myself. And I'm hoping I get another chance to, you know, do the thing that I believe in. Like every single week, it's the same thing. Bringing in a sob story about, it's like, I'll save the dyslexia for this week. I'll add a sob story about bullying this week. Like you're running out of sob stories, Anthony. Okay, next time you're out.
I'm finally getting my confidence. And then he finally gets eliminated and he's like, well, I'm just happy because now I show my children you can do whatever you want to do in life, which is so funny because it's always the people who get eliminated who say that. I'm like, you literally just got eliminated. Someone said you can't do this anymore.
I know. They're like, I just inspired my children to lose. Well, what are you teaching your children?
I inspired my children to have a stage fright and to choke under pressure.
My children are walking around now and they are saying mini quiche, mini quiche. When he came out with the mini quiche, I died. Okay, so.
It's so 80s.
It's just so many, you know, it's like eight courses. Remember when he was like, eight course meal, here's piece of asparagus. Was that him or was that the Last Chef? I forget. But they brought out like one piece of asparagus on a plate with some beet sauce. Like your next course, asparagus.
Yes, second. All asparagus.
And we were like, that's a side, sir. That is a side. Okay. So he's all excited about that. So final night of charter. And Carrie is joining them for dinner. And Selena and Barbara are working on cabins. And there is a bag in the bath. There's a purse in the bath. Reminding us of the story of last week when she's like, you know what my daughter did to my bag? She dropped it in the purse. She dropped my purse in the toilet. And I said, when I died, this is what you're inheriting. The piss covered bag.
That lady sounds exactly like one of Zachariah Porter's impersonations. You know, Zachariah Porter, he always does like the East Coast. He always puts on like a little wig and is always doing like moms from Long Island.
Oh yeah.
But it's always like so over the, he's so funny, but it's always so over the top. You're like, oh, it's like funny because it's cartoony, but I'm like, oh, maybe it's not cartoony because this woman has the exact accent. She's like, you'll get it when I die. I'm like, oh my God.
They all sound like that. And one of them said, the one that talks like, this is my favorite one. She's like, yeah, nobody, I'm Italian. Nobody fucking says, nobody calls the cops.
It's called sauce. It's called sauce, it's not gravy. Sauce. Sauce.
What kind
sauce.
Of Italian are you? A sauce. It's a sauce, sauce. Day. I'm having you over for Sunday sauce.
My daughter, she knocked my Louis Vuitton into the sauce. I said, you know what? When I die, you get the sauce bag. That's it. That's all you get.
So Selena is mortified by the purse because it's just sitting in the bathtub. I'm just like, why'd she put the bag in the bath? You look like my dog. Oh, poor dog. So now Fraser is readying everybody. It's time for bread service. My favorite kind of service. If they had just bread service, I would go to church every week.
What if bread service is more like you bring the bread to Meineke and they put up on the hydraulic lift and they like put like more carbs into it and then they like send it on its way?
Add more. Fuck yeah. Remember for a while there was this bread that was like low carb and it was really good. Actually, we were advertising for it on Watch What Crap and so they sent us a ton of it and it was really good. And they're like, oh my God, it's like real bread. And at some point I was like, I need to inject this with just more gluten and carbs and whatever else is in bread that makes it just so sinful. I just need more bread. You know how they have those things where they show like, this is how much sugar an average human eats a year. And then they put like a teaspoon a day and then it piles up to a big hill that you can't even climb. And they're like, this is what people ingest. If they did that with the amount of bread I eat in a year, I mean, bagels alone would fill a room.
Oh, you know me. I'm counting down the days to Bagel Thursday. We are 48 hours away.
I have bagel every day. Friends. I remember telling you one day, why do you have Bagel Thursdays when you have bagel every day? And that's what I have now. It's so
more special. Listen, I would love a bagel. Well, today I had a breakfast burrito. My breakfast rituals are that at the start of the recording week, I go to Phil's Coffee, my favorite, and that and Blue Bottle, and I get a breakfast burrito there. And then I do like, today is a Tuesday because there's no shows on for Monday. So my Phil's has been delayed till Tuesday. And then in between the Phil's day and in between Bagel Thursday, I usually make a smoothie and then I have cereal And then Friday, who knows? It's a wild card day.
I like that you have all these scheduled out. That's cute.
It actually makes the mornings really fun if you're like, oh, good, today's smoothie day. Although it's like, it's pretty lax. Like sometimes smoothie day is, sometimes it's Wednesday, sometimes it's Tuesday. And yeah, it's, I don't do much. So this is exciting for me.
That's your thing of the day that you do. I love that. I got out of bed today.
I love that.
That was on my to-do list. I was like, get up. So I did that. So now it's time. And Selene is gossiping with Barbara. And she's like, oh, Jess told me today, I'm not going to speak to you on charter. She do that because she's scared. If I'm too distracted, I'm going to get fired. I'm like, fuck, you're not my mom, you know? You're not my mom. And if you were my mom, maybe I would date you. Maybe. My mom loved me so much. I like them.
Oh, God. So Jess is like, this whole situation between me and Barbara and me and Soso, I don't know. I think I was caring more about my feelings than other people's, and I don't think it's right. Relationships have never affected my work, so you think you can escape it? And it's, I don't care, Jess. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Okay? You were being a fuck boy. You were being a fuck girl. You messed up. Move on, because you're not revealing anything exciting about the human condition at this point. Just shut the fuck up and scrub the floor.
She is just so charming, but she's like so charming of a person that I crack up whenever she does these confessionals, because I actually like start feeling bad for her the way she's talking.
It's like, oh, I made my own bad decision and now I've hurt someone and I shouldn't do that because blah, blah, blah.
Like, oh my God, she's so sweet. And then I remember, no, she's not sweet. Why are you crying over your own asshole-ishness? I love it.
She's like, I'm such a good person because I'm realizing how selfish I was.
You would make out with that girl in 2 seconds if you had the chance. Now stop it.
Yeah, you know, this is all bullshit. Second, I mean, I do appreciate like she's sort of trying to be introspective as opposed to many of the other, you know, fuckboys we've seen on Bravo for years and years. But like, I'm over it. Like, the introspection is not that interesting or deep. So just like, you know, just do something else. Like, literally talk about anything else. Please tell us about the bagels you're eating. I just don't want to hear about this stupid love triangle anymore.
With the bagels you eat in a year, fill a room?
Yeah, Jess.
What do you do on Thursdays? What's your thing? You know, when do you eat your fruity pebbles?
I realized when I was eating the English muffin, I wasn't thinking about the bagel in that moment. It's like, oh, Jess, come on.
I did feel like that because there's some old tortillas in the back of my cabinet and they're like all moldy and I had to throw them away. And I was like, you guys were so ignored. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Michelle, we're back with the guests, and Michelle's like, I can't believe the way you handled Callie. I mean, guys, the captain, he was like, hey, we can go talk. Then he pushes her in the room and locks the door. I mean, come on, that shit was funny. And Helen's like, you actually helped her from ruining my guest time. I want to thank you again. From a true mafia princess, I want to thank you again. You, me, like family. Let's go for a drive. It's like, oh, I'm not falling for that one. I'm not falling for that.
My gratitude will be reflected in our tip. So then Anthony's like, hello, everyone. Welcome to the tasting. Here we have mushroom velouté, just like my daddy liked it. They're like, oh, great. He's like, and now here comes deconstructed tomato caprese, which, by the way, I think is, I mean, of all the things that can be deconstructed, a tomato caprese is pretty simple. And like that, I guess that works. But also, no, why doesn't. Does it need to be deconstructed? Like, why?
A tomato caprese is already deconstructed.
It's already deconstructed.
It's tomatoes and and mozzarella. There's nothing to deconstruct, sir.
It's a deconstructed sauce, basically. Sauce! So then Fraser tells Anthony that everything has been very good.
Ridiculous.
I know. It's a deconstructed granola. Anthony's working on his quiche. So he serves his mini quiche straight out of 1991. And Helen's like, this is outstanding. And then Jennifer, who's our favorite, goes, you know what? I'm going to cook for you, Helen. I'm going to cook for you a typical Sunday sauce when you come over. And Frank is like, it's called Sunday gravy. There's no gravy. It's gravy. Sauce.
It's gravy. It's gravy.
It's sauce.
It's gravy.
It's sauce.
It's what it is. It's gravy.
Well, gravy is brown. What kind of Italian are you?
The kind married to a woman who serves me brown gravy. That's the kind. Calls it sauce.
You know what? He doesn't understand the difference between sauce and gravy, but guess what? I love him. I love him anyway.
I love him. I'll never let him go. I'll never let him go. For our next course, we have Chilean sea bass on bed of spinach puree with some mango on top and risotto and asparagus. And Helen's like, whoa, you know, he's trying to keep it a tight ship over here. And for this course, we have a ribeye with mirepoix, potato, roasted carrot. Swell. Thank you. Maybe I'll do it. By the way, next course, trauma. My father. My father, I miss him so. I miss him so much. Churning butter.
Just you
know,
rolling him out.
I don't know if, while we're on this discussion of sauce, I don't know if many people know this, but the original name for Chilean sea bass is Patagonian toothfish. I learned that somewhere along the way. Okay, continue.
That's why I'll always follow Ben Mantelker. Teaches me such good things. Everyone on this chart is following him, right? Ben Mandelka, please follow his Substack. Delicious recipes. Absolutely. And guess what he's got a recipe for? Sauce, Frank. Sauce, not gravy. Right?
Sauce.
And Richard's like, this right here is what you would find at a Michelin star restaurant. You know what you wouldn't find, Richard? Your highlights. You. Okay?
These people would go to a Michelin star restaurant and expect to get tires. What? It's in the name.
It literally is. That's where it came from.
I know. Well, anywho.
They need demo to change that. A Michelin star. It came from tires. Why was that again? Because stars where you could get your... What was it? I forget why.
It was because when people were like learning how to drive... Well, like, you know, when cars were new, when cars were like a thing, Michelin, who did the tires, would release these guides for people when they're driving along to be like, hey, now that there's this thing called roads, there's roadside attractions, and there's also restaurants. And if you're going to be driving along on what used to be a brown piece of dirt pile road, now there's a restaurant there. So which one should you go to? We're going to tell you. Basically, they were like, let's take advantage of our new roadside culture. And here's our guide. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. They need to change it. So Hugo is checking on Celine and she's very stressed. You know who's not stressed? Hugo. And he's stressing me out though, because he's kind of boring. So Richard is talking, you know, it's just, you know, the guest being hilarious. Richard's like, you look like a naughty school teacher. And Jennifer's like, I do. Here's some pearls to shove up your ass.
That was a very aggressive yes and on her part. And everyone, for the next course, I like to call love, passion, and champagne.
Up your ass!
It's basically like a chocolate-covered strawberry and, like, some cheese. And it was kind of giving, like, American Airlines, you know, like comfort plus meal.
You know? Yeah, it was. And so is that title.
Love, passion, champagne.
It was not like the height of Michelin gourmet desserts.
Yeah. So then Jess is like, well, Richard doesn't speak very much, eh? And Damon's like, he sure didn't speak much when still he had his hands all over Helen Hoey's ha-has.
Hoey ha.
Her name is Helen Hoey.
Her name is Helen. Gosh,
Helen, girl, that's so on the nose.
I went to school. I had a very good friend named Andy Hoey.
And
he wasn't very Hoey though.
No,
he was actually delightful. Well, I mean, you can be Hoey and delightful, but he was. I'm saying he wasn't very Hoey. Period. Also, he was delightful.
Ronnie Benji. We should just come up with just like the most
Benny Hunchbacky.
Ronnie Bette Midler Postery. We just need to come up with like the most obvious descriptive names. Oh my God, I think my package is here. I'm so excited.
Oh, do you need to get it?
No, I don't need to get it. I can see it outside. I can see the guy trying to figure out if he's going to bring it up all the stairs or if he's going to be lazy and just leave it in the driveway. He's choosing the lazy option.
We can just wrap up this recap real quickly. Okay. Kyle had sex in the bathroom. Kyle bragged about having sex with Helen, then took it all back to save his job. And then he saved his job, but we all know he still fucked her. Okay. Thanks everyone for being here on Watch What Crappens. Ronnie has a package pickup. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
He chose the lazy way and then his cart fell over. And now he's still staring at the package, trying to decide if he wants to brave the stairs. Are you going to do it? Does God love you? God is going to love you more if you bring it up the stairs, sir. He's still thinking.
His cart
now he's looking
over
at his phone. I think he can probably hear me too. He's probably like, you motherfucker. Do it. Do it. Oh no, he's leaving. He's like, fuck this. I don't get paid enough for this. You know what? I don't blame you, sir. I don't blame you. And thank you for bringing it all the way up the hill. You adorable person. He hates me. Okay. So, Anthony is like, okay, now for, next course. Finally, we have chocolate, coconut milk ganache. You get two desserts. That's a lot of cheese and shit.
Yeah.
Right. He just served him cheese and chocolate and now coconut, chocolate, coconut milk ganache.
Yeah.
What, Anthony?
You know what? It's nice. It's nice. I do love a cheese course. I'm not going to lie. This is not what it is, but I'm saying the last one was sort of one. Well, you just to see Captain's face with his big smile. I'm feeling very happy. You know, when your entire childhood, you have people telling you you're going to be a loser your entire life. Then you dip a strawberry in chocolate and you realize you are not a loser. You are a creator.
You make the most basic of basic shit. And now you're fucking bad at chef. So Helen is like, this was a panty dropping dinner. Speaking of panties, this is for you, Captain. All right. And these are real pearls. These are real pearls on these panties. So she puts a thong over his head.
She's like, by the way, I don't know if anyone notices, but Kyle has been sitting under me this entire dinner. His panties are off. That's what the panties are here.
The heirloom panties. What is that? Were they grown a long time ago? It was an heirloom panty. Were they your grandmother's? Get that shit off me. I don't want something on my head called heirloom panties. Can I have some new panties? I want some nouveau panties. How about that?
Well, don't forget that these people run a lingerie business. And since they apparently are very Italian, I would not be surprised if like the name of this SKU, this panty SKU, is heirloom. Like they've named each different like panty after a different tomato. These are Roma panties. These are beefsteak panties.
These are sauce panties. Those are gravy panties. God damn it, Frank. So the carrier is just like, well, it's the least all I can do. They've had a terrible shot. I can at least put some panties on my head. Adventure. So he goes down to the galley and compliments Anthony. And he's like, good job, Anthony. He goes, oh, my God, I wish my dad could be here to hear this. I wish he could be here. Dad, he told me, good job. Somewhere up there, my dad is saying, your butter is too soft. You fat, dyslexic loser. Let me see.
Well, Anthony, let me tell you one thing. Baben Gura Dioyo. Your dad is proud in Turkish.
So Anthony is touched. So now they're setting up a party for the guests because it's pajama party time. Guess who? Nobody wants to see. Guess what? Nobody wants to see any of these people in pajamas. Nobody. No lingerie for you. Okay. Here's what I want your company to move over into: robes, muumuus. Mm. Have a muumuu party. Okay.
Oh, you know what would be a great party for this group? Go into your rooms and go to sleep party. I think that would be great. That's a great idea for them.
How about cotillion party? How about cotillion?
How about go home party?
How about let's party learn where they manners?
How about a sauce party? So they have a pajama
crazy
party. Sauce, Frank, sauce. So they have a pajama party where they wind up doing a pillow fight and feathers come out everywhere. I don't know, like, I think you can have a pajama party without a pillow fight. And if you're having a pillow fight, I think you can have a pillow fight without the feathers coming out everywhere. I didn't see this as a necessary component to the experience. And I just was angry because it looked like hell to clean up.
But it was fun because it was Rainbow doing it. And I really thought this was leading into a Rainbow breakdown because they were playing the Rainbow breakdown music, which is like, oh, my sister, my sister, island coming up, oh my God, don't make me get off the boat. But it wasn't. She was just like, you work and then you die. You work until you die. That's all I do is work until I die. And Fraser's like, oh, I don't even know where to begin. So I'm going to begin by leaving you and not helping you with this. And she's like, don't worry about it. I've got it. Don't even stress. I'm on it. Me who does everything.
Yeah, and I thought this was totally setting her up to have like a panic attack where she would be like, hey, Selene, could you just help me with like cleaning up one little corner? And Selene would be like, no. And I thought it'd be a whole thing, but it's just her and Damo cleaning up. I mean, Selene does a little, she helps a little bit. Selene does some vacuuming, mainly the feather that winds up in her boobs. That's pretty much
she does. She vacuum does. Her boobs. Yes, she does vacuum her boobs. And Rainbow goes, we work until we die. And Selene goes, not me, and goes to bed.
So it's the next day, final day of charter, and Kyle is, you ready to go tonight? You ready for my drink? It's my birthday tomorrow. So Barbara's like, I know, how's everything with Selene? She's like, oh, he's like, oh, I don't want anything to do with her. You can't be saying, oh, I like Jess. And then 20 minutes later, flashback to her making out with Damo, right? Am I right? I'm actually going to prompt the flashback to the producers. I don't like that at all. It's like a little bit of an ick for me.
Oh, that's an ick for you? Oh, wow.
And he's the walking ick.
You are the ickiest fucking person. And you know what? At least she chooses people kind of hot. You know, like when you're making out with someone and you're like, oh, wow, that person made out with me. They're so hot. And then you see them make out with all these ugly people and you're like, oh, they're just, I'm nothing special. They're just really slutty today. That's how I feel with Kyle. It's like, at least she gets like cuter people. So you don't feel bad about it. If that makes any sense. Yeah. You know, you don't feel devalued by her choices, Kyle.
Right.
Jeez.
I know, Kyle talking about an ick when he's literally like a walking used Swiffer pad. So Barbara's like, but I know something. She's not a bad person. Like, I think that she don't know about consequence. Like, we cannot just go into people's lives and just fuck everything up because we don't care. Like, and just know it's not nice. It's not nice. That's like Barbara's tagline. Anything is on like a scale of nice to not nice with her. That's nice. That's not nice. It's not nice.
I like it. I'm into a very black and white way to look at the world. Nice, not nice. You know, you not suck, nice. You don't suck. That's not good.
Nice.
So time to get the anchor up. Let's get the anchor up. Get all anchor, 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 anchor. Oh my God. Anchor, 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 anchor. I just want to say I apologize to the anchor because my decisions matter. Just get the anchor up. God damn it.
I start to realize that I was thinking about my thoughts instead of the anchor. That's anchor! Who cares, Jess?
He was like, bridge is open. We're going in, knocking on the door, leaving some pamphlets. That's for you, Mom. Okay, port side, maintaining 40 meters.
Looking good. 40 meters, 35 meters. We're doing it. We're doing it. God damn it, we did it!
So they dock and then the guests all leave and say goodbye. And Helen's like, and by the way, thanks again to Kyle for letting me use him as a flotation device. I love
the other way around. Seat.
Yeah, I know. Right. So she thanks him and kisses him on the cheek, but she kisses also like Fraser on the cheek. And she's like, oh my God, my boots. I forgot my boots. So then they all, Carrie's like, all right, everyone, thanks for working hard. Let's get into our off-charter uniforms. All right, everyone, adventure uniforms. So they change.
Yes, and Rainbow is checking in with Jess about her crush on Barbara.
She's like, oh, she hates me. My own decisions have stymied me again. Instead of just apologizing, should I be like, would you like to go on a date with me? I'm better with my face than I am with my words.
And so, you know, Jess gives another monologue about blah, blah, blah. You know, yes. Selene, you know, she's upset with Selene, which of course she is, which is why she's going to give Barbara attention now. So she feels like she's just a game to Selene and Barbara's just a game to her, but she's going to play Barbara for a while instead of Selene.
Jess, you do realize that the whole reason why Barbara's in this mess is because you were playing a game with Selene, right? Like, I like, she's like, oh, Selene, just a game player. No, I'm not going to fall for her games anymore. You were the one who played the game. You were the one who actively kissed Barbara to make Selene jealous and bring Selene back to you from into the fold.
And actually, you're kind of being worse than Selene because you actually banged Selene and now you're ignoring her. I mean, that's like a typical move. Like, you wait to finally get it in there. And then you dump her. us, you know, you're actually becoming worse than her at this point, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. So Jess is telling Rainbow that she's like, well, I don't want to disrespect Solane because she said that she's done. And she didn't say it in those words that I'm done, but she said it in some words. She said many words. You know, people use lots of words. Okay, yes. Well, to be fair, you did tell her you had a crush and then jumped into bed with another girl. So that's on you, girl. And she's like, yes, I did do that. Like, I'm not saying it was a good thing, but like for me, I understand where I went wrong. I'm like, I cannot deal with any more of Jess's existential crisis. Like, I just need this story to wrap up.
Yeah. So I need for all of this cast to wrap up, especially Kyle, because God knows what's getting in there. You know, have you seen any billboards? You remember the ones they used to have in LA that were like syphilis? Got syphilis?
Explosion.
Syphilis explosion.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
So, all right, guys, this charter first day was a big day for all of us dealing with that lady. But listen, everyone came together, literally, from what I've heard. All right, let's see what we've got here. 22,000. And everyone's like, mar, mar, mar. Hey, it's been worse. That? It could have been Contessa. It could have been Contessa.
It could have been Contessa or the gays.
Or the gays, yes.
Yeah, never. The gays were worse than Contessa.
22,000 isn't the worst they've gotten. They're all acting like it is. What is the average, would you say, this season? Like 25?
Yeah, 25. I think it's because they worked hard. It was a long charter. But, you know, I'm assuming the tip is lower because they were down a person. But it is sort of shitty because, like, I personally would have tipped more because I just out of embarrassment for the person that I brought onto the boat. But I guess they were not thinking that way. So. Yeah. It's time to go cleaning and they're doing the cleaning and now it's time to go out. And so they're going to be celebrating Kyle's birthday. Kyle and Damo are in kilts. And of course, Kyle's happy because he gets to free ball around. And, you know, I wore a kilt once when I was in the 10th grade production of Brigadoon. And I will say, well, I wore underwear first and foremost. I was not about to skint.
Ah, what a poser. What a poser.
Harry Beaton always wears underwear. Everyone knows that. Yeah, and Brigadoon. But it was fun. I actually really enjoyed wearing a kilt. I would love.
Well, you can do it every day. You know, it'll get you.
I guess I could.
Look how
I could. You know, like I could eat a bagel and wear a kilt every day if I want to.
You could live the life you want. You know. Yeah. So now people are getting dressed to go out and Hugo's like, wow, you saw this gentleman putting on the shoe of Helen, right? I mean, that was service. And Kyle's like, oh, Helen Tripp, I fucked Helen in the water. And they're like, what? And Anthony goes, what did he say? He fucked the primary? Did he deconstruct her marzipan?
Was he dipping the strawberry in the chocolate? So Kyle goes, I swear to God, the idea, the whole flotation device, she had an idea in her brain and she knew what she wanted. I swear to God. God, listen to him taking the piss out of that situation. It's so blatantly obvious he's joking.
And Hugo isn't sure if this is true and he does not want to know. And Kyle's like, my dick went inside her pussy. And I was like, we can't do this right now, Helen. And Solane goes, so did you put condom? Oh, la, la, no condom. Oh, la, la, oh, my God. No.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I don't think he was kidding either. But we did see a camera under the water. Don't you think they would have gotten his little wiener going in there?
So I don't know. I don't think so. I think Kyle is bragging right now because he thinks it's safe to brag and he's drunk. And I think he's like, he's blatantly caught this episode. So I think he's bragging right now. And by the way, I think that Hugo as his supervisor kind of dropped the ball here because he should have sat down Kyle and said, listen, what you said before in the van, I need to know if you were joking or not. And said he just sort of like laughed it off. It's like, because Fraser was the one who actually wound up having to escalate it, and which he actually should have done later on. And it really should have been Hugo. So that is my thought on well,
Fraser
that.
Didn't really, he just made someone else do it so he wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah, but he was like, look, this is going to have to go to the captain. And that should have been Hugo's response because it was his department and he heard it firsthand.
Yeah, Kyle's an idiot. So Kyle's like, So he says, my dick went in her pussy. So super classy. And then Jess in the other van, I guess we go to dinner now, right? So they're asking for a special cake for Kyle's birthday and all that good stuff. And then Jess is sitting next to Celine, which is a bad idea. And Celine's trying to flirt with her. And Jess is like, no, I just want to have fun. I'm cutting you off. And she's like, oh, maybe it'll be more easy now. Like, all I have to do is bite you, and then you're done. I'm done. You know, I bite you. It's finished. Nothing anymore. And she's like, no, you don't bite me. Look, I'm showing respect for Barbara. Look at that.
Barbara.
So then Kyle sees, like, a lady at the bar who looks sort of like that New Jersey redhead from last season who got with Harry. And he basically, the timer goes off, a countdown to them hooking up. He gets up, he goes to the bar, and he's like, ma'am, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to interrupt here. I cannot come and say hello. I cannot come and not say hello to you here at the bar. And she's like, so where are you from? He's like, Scotland. Can you not, like, can you not fucking are in? Like, where are you from? Like, can't you tell if I'm from Scotland? So she's from Boston. They talk for about 3 seconds and then start to make out.
Yeah, he's already kind of fall down drunk, and she just takes one look at the camera, and she's like, I'm going to fuck this guy. She's like, I'm going to fuck this guy on camera. I don't even know what show he's on. I'm going to fuck him on camera. Let's do this.
She's like, it's my last night in St. Martin, and I want to get banged, so let's do it. Come on, let's go Scottish.
Yeah, so she does. She makes out, and then everybody's watching, and Celine's like, oh, they're kissing. Look at that, ooh la la. And Hugo asks if she's jealous, and she says, of course not. But that's not true, because we see her sucking on her straw very hard and angrily.
She's like, I cannot believe.
I don't understand why Celine is so confused about everybody being mildly into her when they call you so-so. You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the name. So Martine and Kyle go off to a beach to have sex. And looks like they have sex because you see it's all silhouetted. And he's like, I'm naked under this kilt. I'm naked. She's like, oh, I really like you. Do you like me? Yeah, you're very attractive. So they're all eating dinner. And like they get like Kyle's like nice dinner arrives. He's just not there. They're all laughing. The sparkler's going off. And then Martine and Kyle then relocate from the beach to just a shitty, shitty public bathroom instead.
Yeah, they just bang in the bathroom. So then Fraser and Jess, you know, Fraser's like, would you like to talk outside, possibly on the beach where Kyle just went, so I can tattle on him later? And she's like, okay, sure, I will talk. Let me tell you about my feelings about what I've done to Barbara. He's like, oh my God, please stop. My head's hurting. So he tells her to stop fucking with Barbara. It's not a game. And if she's going to keep flirting with so-so, because she's like, but she's so pretty. And he's like, oh my God, stop being so fucking shallow.
But I'm thinking about Barbara. It's like, okay, with Barbara, it's not a game. And if you're going to continue with so-so, then forget Barbara. Simple as that. Okay, so if I continue with so-so, I can also continue with Barbara. No, it's so-so or Barbara. So-so and Barbara. Okay, got it.
We just got a text from our friend Sosa. Isn't that crazy? I mean, talking so-so, Sosa. Hey, Sosa, we're talking about Sosa right now. Hi,
that
Sosa.
Is actually hilarious. Sosa. Oh, my God. And
So Rainbow is like, yeah, bro, still gone. And Fraser's like, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So, of course, he sees a camera crew out there. So he's going to go inspect to see what he finds. And it's Kyle fucking this girl. And he pulls Jess into here. And we hear Martine is the girl. She's like, I love you. And he's like, I love you as well. Look at you. Just look at you. Oh, you've got the urinal puck in your mouth. You might want to leave that here.
And then she goes, smell you later. Which is probably an accurate thing to say, considering they literal. Just boinked in the men's
literal.
Bathroom.
So then they just separate. And, meanwhile, Jess takes a picture. She's like, she opens the door and takes a picture of it, which I don't know. Some shows are so
not cool.
Like this. It's okay. Some shows people are fine with it like this. And some people are like, that is revenge porn. You are fired, fired forever.
They're on international waters. I just think it's immature. I'm like, just let them have sex. Okay. If we want to see it documented, don't worry. It is all being documented. I was like, how could she document them having sex as I watch them having sex?
Well, the camera crew didn't get them having sex. Just she.
No,
did.
Not really.
Camera crew stayed out of there.
But it was pretty quick. It was largely harmless, to be honest. And yes, they go back to the table and Fraser's like, well, I just found him fucking a woman in the bathroom floor. And Barbara's like, but how? Which position? That is not nice. It's not nice. And Jess is like, you think I wouldn't document? Let me show it to you. And by taking this photo, it proves how much I love you, Barbara. So they look at this picture and you just see like it's actually a benign photo. You just sort of see some legs and whatever.
Yeah, some legs in the air while Kyle's on top of her in his kilt. So then everybody, Kyle comes back into the restaurant with this girl and everybody starts applauding them. And the girl's like, thank you, that's right, thank you. And then she goes back to the bar and her friend is there and she's like, oh my God, are you okay? She's just wiping off her back.
Just like 2 feet away from everyone. I loved the brazenness of it all. I thought it was great. It was like, whatever. They wanted to fuck, they fucked. But also, funny.
The girl, I love that the girl's like, yeah, that's why I always carry a side tied stick, Martine.
So I always carry a tarp in my purse. But then Kyle, like his shirt is open. It's inside out. I wonder if it was inside. I don't know why it'd be inside. I don't know what's going on, but he sits down. His hair is like going in every single direction. Like he also has a look on his face. To his credit, like Kyle, after he's fucked, his face just looks different. It's like a different color. Like it's like his eyeball is down by his mouth or something. Like his nose is on his forehead. He's all scrambled up after he's had.
He's also just wasted. You know, he's like fall down drunk, and so he's eating his steak and smiling at everybody like he just. When something everyone's grossed out. And so Lane's like, when you came back from your sex with your women of tonight, and he's like, right. And she goes, oh, so now they go to the jacuzzi. So they go back to the place, okay, the boat, and they get in the jacuzzi. It's Kyle and Selene. And she's like, so when you come back from your sex with your woman of tonight, and you were like, she was better than you. That's not polite to say. Why would you say this in front of all the people? And he's like, well, so it's probably not polite, but I never said I'm a good person. I don't think I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Now he's doing the whole, look at me. I'm just a drunk sex addict. How could anybody like me? Nobody could possibly like me.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people never care about me. Yeah, he's doing this because when he came back to the table, he was like, yeah, it was great. It was better than you, Selene, which was a dick move and unnecessary. And so now he's doing the thing like, yeah, I was rude, but I never said I was a good person in the first place, which feels very like 1994, like real world, you know? And so Selene is like, I just think it's rude. I was like, why is he caring? He's like, well, maybe I'm rude. Maybe that's what I am. So why does that bother you? Like, you don't care, right? So you don't care. And she's like, well, I know, like, maybe now it's finished. Like, maybe you are not good people with me. He's like, whatever we had was whatever. I don't want to know you anymore. I want nothing to do with you.
But think about all the stray people catching, or all the people catching stray, like, horniness on this show. Just from Selene and Kyle. I mean, these two are flirting with each other. So she wants to make him jealous. So then she makes out with Jess. And then she was just kind of an innocent stander by. And then Jess wants to make her jealous. So she gives some to Barbara. And then she wants to make Barbara jealous. So she gives it to Selene again. Then Kyle gets mad at Selene. So he gives it to this other girl. I mean, there are so many passerbys just catching stray sex because of these people trying to fuck, revenge fuck other people. It's kind of amazing.
I know. You know, as they say in Turkey, Basibo 6, Yapmayi Seviorum. I love Stray 6.
Cats.
Cats. The cats of cats.
Stray sex, I mean. So then they kind of get into it, and he's all riled up and obviously very hurt by Selene, but she's like, whatever. And she says, well, maybe you are not good people with me. And he's like, whatever we had was whatever. I don't want to know you anymore. I want nothing to do with you. Okay, well, you know, you've already had sex with like two full other people today, and you didn't have any chance with her anyway. Why are you acting like you broke up with her?
she already dumped you. You were the one who was pursuing her. She wasn't pursuing you. she's just not that into you. So why are you making it seem like you're dumping her?
But so she's no innocent either. I mean, she did look all upset when he was doing all this stuff with the other girl. Like, she had some claim. And her, you know, her thing about just needing people to be attracted to her, or she gets mad and then she fucks over every single person, but then cries. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. It needs help. She needs help. On a serious
level. She does need help. So now it's 12:52 a.m. and Jess is like, Barbara, can I talk to you? Like, oh God, here we go. Earlier I spoke with Fraser. Like, we had dinner and stuff. And obviously Soso and I were super touchy. And he called me out. He was like, if you want something, the way that you're acting is really not showing that. And I agree with him 100%. Even if nothing happens between us. Like, me and Soso are done. You were just touching with her like 2 hours ago, and someone else had to tell you, you better stop. Like, you didn't even come to that realization yourself. And now you're like, we are totally done. Jess, I swear to God, like, just throw yourself off the boat at this point.
Yeah, this isn't cool. And I don't like that Barbara fell for this, because she's going to just keep doing it over and over again. She's acting like she's never heard any of this before. Like,
I can't believe it. Do you know what Fraser told me? That if I'm flirting with someone, but I want someone else, that it doesn't look good. Isn't that crazy? So thankfully, I got that lesson.
What?
And now I realize I just want to be with you. And me and Soso are completely done. I'm like, what? It was 2 hours ago. You were flirting at the table. You were
and
just
Barbara's
doing
like, okay.
That.
She's like, but you know, I have hurt because I have feelings. And so I don't know, because you hurt me. But that was not nice. But then you asking for date is nice. So I'm going to go for nice, because, you know, maybe you're not good. Maybe you're not nice. But at least you can buy me a steak. So I'm going to the date.
You know, it's not nice, but I am horny. So, okay, I'll go. I was like, no, Barbara.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, as long as you just take the steak out of it and don't let yourself get hurt. But girl. So, and also, it's just so not flattering, probably, to watch this back and hear somebody being like, yeah, you know, Barbara's nice and I really like that she's actually gay, but God, Selena is really what I want. She's so beautiful, but she's probably not a good decision. I should really go for the, you know, reliable Honda over the BMW that I'm really craving, right?
Yeah, seriously.
How flattering do you think that is for Barbara to hear, you know? Jesus.
Yeah, well, we know, because the Instagram wall makes its return. And here's Barbara saying, you know, I am hurt, and, you know, but I do have some feelings. Like, at the same time, like, I don't think I am trusting her, you know? So, like, say, like, okay, like, when she's going to change her mind again, like, I think this day, like, it's more about conversation. Understand, like, where are we, you know? Like, everyone deserves a second chance, but, like, never try. Like, if you never try, you never know. Like, okay, Ronnie's right. You're in it for the free meal. You can try to make it seem like you're trying to, like, understand this woman better. You understand what she's all about. You know. I also don't understand why this deserved an Instagram wall. This moment for her to be like, I don't know, maybe she deserves a second chance.
Because so it was showing us that Barbara has good friends. You know, Barbara's Instagram wall I like, because it's like, look, here's me at a pottery class. You know, I like that. She's like, I'm dancing with an older lesbian lady. Look at me. I'm walking with a penguin. You know, it's like, hers is somewhat interesting, so I like it. She's like, look, I've gardened a ficus. Grew it from a seed.
So,
by the way, I need to water that plant you gave me. Look how big it's getting, that plant.
It's
gotten
so big.
It's gotten 1 year. So big. It's like,
it's so big.
Now. Yeah.
Huge.
It's impressive.
Did you ever name it?
No.
You should maybe name it Barbara.
Bentree. Just call it my Bentree.
Bentree.
Yeah.
Bentree.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. It
Satchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.